That was just a little review of what we went over last week. Let's go to the next point. Are you ready? Turn with me to, let me get there so I can tell you where to turn. Hallelujah. Psalm 72. Psalm 72, verse 17 through 19. I'm reading this from the King James, so you can go ahead and put that up there. Psalm. There is a name. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to this. There is a name, and his name can and will do everything that he did, or everything that he can do. You remember me making a statement last week. A signed check in my absence will do the same thing if I'm present. If I sign a check and write on there what it's for and how and the amount, I don't have to be present. You can get the same amount of money. I can be standing there, or I can be somewhere in New York or in another country. You still get. And when we understand that he had given us his name, because the name is just like him, it is as though Jesus is standing there with you. But you know what the problem is? We don't have the revelation. We're trying to mentally agree with it. We need to get it in our hearts and our spirits and say, that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 God said it. That's it. And see, when the word get in your spirit, I told you last week, what he says in his word, once it get in your spirit, it'll become your saying. It'll become your saying. So have you found Psalm 72, 17? His name shall endure how long? His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall what? Be blessed in him. All nations shall call him. Verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth he does not do evil things. He's not sneaky. He's not trying to set you up to destroy you. See, once we find out God and we know, then when stuff happens, we won't accuse God of doing something to us. Or why did he put this on me? Why did God allow this to happen? Why did I have to go through this? And some unbelieving person will tell you, well, God put that sickness on you. That's why you're going through that, because he's trying to teach you something. You know, it's so strange to me. Now, it may not be strange to you, but it's so strange to me. People that teach that. Say, God put this sickness on you to teach you something. But you in the doctor's office trying to get it off you. You trying to get it off you, and God done put it on you to teach you something. But you in the doctor's office trying to get it off you. God put you in that poverty situation so you could learn something. Yet they out trying to work three jobs. If he puts you in there, why are you trying to get some money? Okay. Just get poor and live. You see how wicked that is? You see how ungodly that is? And people stand up and call themselves preaching Jesus. Jesus had nothing to do with that. He took all your poverty. He took everything that made you, that didn't help you, and that was against you, and that was detrimental to you. He took everything. I mean everything. So you can have all that God had. Do you know of God being poor, broke, down and out? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some chain got to come off. But the song says, I hear the chain falling. You got to come off your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Did you hear what he said? Only, not part way. He's not mixing it up, doing bad things, putting this on you. He only do good things. Now, when come down to evil, and when he judge it, he will make sure that evil he judge get the right punishment for what he done. You wouldn't think it's right. You go buy you some precious corn seed, you plant them, and there come cotton. That wouldn't be right. Then you do wrong. Well, here's your seed. Here's your crop. He's just making sure you get what you planted. But God get accused of doing bad things. No, Satan did that. Satan is getting what he sowed. He's getting what he deserves. And all that goes with Satan will get what they deserve. But you chose Jesus. Don't let Satan mess up your blessing. I'm preaching better than you shouting this morning. I said, you chose Jesus. Don't let him rob you or cheat you and tell you that you're not worthy, because I just read to you. You deserve it because God did it for you in Jesus. Amen? Amen. So he said in verse 19, and blessed be his glorious name forever. How long? And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Well, it's here. We just want to manifest. The glory is here. I said the glory is here now. And we need some amens to that. And some amen. Isn't that what it says? The glory. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. So be it. Let it manifest. This is here now. Let it manifest, Lord. Amen. That's what you're saying. You agreeing with God. Yes, your glory is here. Woo. Because he loved us and were not willing to leave us like we were in the hand of the wicked one, which are damned. Satan is damned and he can't do nothing about it. And he's damned forever. But redeemed us out of his hand and brought us unto himself that we might. James 1:18, that we might be. Are you listening? That we might be. Thank you, Jesus. That we might be. James 1:18, of his own will. Who will? His own will. Nobody made him do it. It was his own will. Begat us with the word of truth. For what reason? That we might be.